Around a dozen community members gathered in the cold at Calder Plaza Monday morning in solidarity with those facing homelessness in Grand Rapids.
The city just spreading the unhoused community out and putting them through yet another traumatic experience for no reason at all.
The protest, Camp Out at Calder, comes on the heels of the city removing more than 30 tents of people from Hartside Park in mid-December. The city then also opened a new shelter for individuals and families with up to 100 beds, which they say can adhere to CDC guidelines during COVID-19. Allie Bates, president of Justice for Black Lives, who organized the protest, said she was disappointed with the way the city handled the removal of unhoused people and believes more needs to be done as shelters continue to fill.
A lot of people bring everything they have to these shelters only to have them stolen. There's not a secure place for them to keep them. Single fathers, they don't have a choice but to give up their child in order to be able to go into that shelter. What a bigger solution would obviously be more individual shelters where people can have their own space and all-around care.
In a statement to WGVU, the city says it shares concerns for unhoused neighbors, citing investments they've made over the past year, saying, quote, "We have allocated millions in homeless outreach and eviction prevention services to include $250,000 for undocumented persons who would not normally qualify for federal assistance. Despite those investments, we recognize that homelessness cannot be solved by government alone, and we're encouraged by the continued support and engagement we're seeing from the community." The protest is scheduled to run until 5:30 p.m. with participants standing outside representing those facing homelessness in front of City Hall. I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.